first thing in the morning when I wake up. Boil up to the kitchen and I cut it up. Got the toast on deck, so I spread it up. With the sunny side eggs and the skillet up. Now you know I had to go ahead and level up. Avocados so fresh, can't get enough. Orange juice in the fridge, so I pour it up. Hands up real high for the breakfast club. Avocado, 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 avocado. Yeah, and you know what's up. Avocado, 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 avocado. Yeah, and you know what's up. Break it down, down right, right here, here like this, this like that, that. Bring it right back, back right, right here, here like this, this like that, that. Mix it up any way you wanna have it. Avocado.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalo and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company and we can help you keep your house. The process is simple. The results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalo and Partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding. Megalo and Partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
who loves to live. You got so much advice to give. The phone sipper who lunches at night. Kings to the left, squares to the right. With love so dull, searching for a third, that's what I heard. A thousand different shapes, all those multiple takes, how the heavy heart aches. Yes, it is. Yeah. And there's a look in your eye, come on, give us a try. I can't get a rise out of you. Cast a spell, can't you tell, can't you tell? It's all science fiction, baby. Now you're casting your doubts, yeah, you're practicing past. The ends become outs. Hey, come out! I said come out. Hey, come out! And there's a look in your eye. Come on, give us a try. I can't get a rise out of you. Can't talk one-on-one anymore. Can barely talk to a crowd. Still step up to the microphone, pontificating.
should be good.
Hey, this is Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Do you guys hear that noise?
Yeah, it's like a...
I don't know.
A whirring.
Is it the AC?
It definitely is. Nothing else is on.
I don't know. Do you guys mind people out there? Those of you on I-87.
Julia?
Oh, I forgot to tell Olivia. She said she wanted to listen.
It's okay. Still there.
The word, the sound is there?
I think so.
I don't really think so.
It's just a white noise sound.
Maybe it's because the volume's all
Yeah,
way
I
up.
Think the volume is really loud. Oh, that's better.
Yes, queen.
We're in.
Okay, so I had two things to say. One's kind of just like a news thing. And so what it is, it would be like a bit of a Raptors fan update also. Because, so yesterday... Alphabet, which is what owns Google and stuff, and their sister company, which is called like Sidewalk or something, released their mass. Well, Alphabet is what Google is. Google.
I would expect Google to own everything now. Alphabet.
I don't know. Like Google's like traded as like Alphabet.
Okay.
But. They, like, released their master plan for their, like, completely redoing Toronto or something. And, like, Google's moving a headquarters there. And, like, they're redoing the whole Toronto waterfront. And it includes, like, heated sidewalks. So it's, like, there can be biking all year round. So it's, like, more environmental. And, like, it's just all the... And part of it also, it's... So the whole thing is we're building the city from the internet up. And, like... It's entirely like data collection, like finding out what people use the most, what people like, what people don't like, and it's just data collected. And they say it's only for the city planners, like they won't give any of it to Google. It's just their sister company. But it's like, I don't know, it's like really people are kind of undecided because of course Google has like so much money and they're super innovative, so like they're all like so excited that they have this plan. It's like a like really like hundreds of pages long plan that they wrote out, and like they made a podcast on it too, which I want to listen to sort of.
Yeah.
And like whatever, they seem super excited and like they have great ideas, but also people are kind of like, we don't want big tech in city planning, like it's just two totally different things.
That's never been done before. That's like also super privatized. Well, right?
I feel like it kind of is like an interesting thing to compare, like back in the day when people were like the separation of church and state, and like this is like a completely different thing, like the separation of state and like corporations and stuff. And like I think when you're talking about that, it really reminded me of San Francisco, obviously, because it's such a tech hub. But like I was watching like Anthony Bourdain's like show about San Francisco, and like a lot of the restaurateurs he interviewed were like pretty angry about how tech has completely taken over the city, and how they feel that like the charm of San Francisco has been like completely demolished by like big tech.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the movie I watched the other day, The Last Black Man in San Francisco. Like a big part of it was like there's all these
gentrification
because of it, but I'm not sure how that could be impacted by this.
Yeah,
planet.
And I think
I imagine that would be the case, but I don't know the city to begin with very well.
Yeah, that's what was my other thing. I was like, it's kind of crazy because this is like, was like the biggest news on like Bloomberg and like all these things today. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like funny because almost all of them were like Toronto, like home to the Raptors, like who just won last week. I was like, I feel like this is like an inside job.
Yeah.
If they didn't win, this wouldn't have
happened.
I know,
no one would know what they are.
Google would not have moved there. Yeah. Yeah. That's all I can say.
Yeah, totally. And Drake probably has a hand in
the
this.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
OVO. Or as I like to say, OVO.
I thought that's what it was.
It's OVO.
OVO.
Is my mic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't hear myself. Oh, hi.
You're not up close and personal with our math.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I guess you are. Should I say my other thing I thought of?
No,
I'm saving it.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, all hang you in there, listeners. Guys.
Sorry, all you eager
beavers, eager Evas, eager Eva nemesis.
It's Emma nemesis.
Oh, that's my mom's name.
All right, back to the music. Also, the song we just listened to was Khalil Gibran by STRFKR. You can put the letters together if you want to say that.
No vowels.
As one word, but I can't
not
hear.
On, not on freeform radio.
No, no, no.
Thank you.
Speak.
That song was a little blue because the weather's a little
No, it's a lot like debating.
You're debating.
I think it's a melancholy song that makes me think of just like being like not being like depressed or anything, but being like just a little sad about something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes the fall makes me sad too, though, but like, I don't know, it just reminded me of like, yeah, like
transitions.
Transitions for sure, but then also like, yeah. Yeah, just in the fall, probably the prettiest things I ever see are always, like, in the fall going to meets that are, like, in pretty, like, hilly places with, like, all the foliage and stuff. And so it just reminds me of that.
But that won't happen ever again.
I know.
Because one's officially a narc.
But we could go to a cool, like, place.
Let's go to the covered bridges.
That's so... Remember how Mrs. Leone was like, they're so stupid? And me, myself, are like, they're so stupid.
You need to go when it's, like...
I'd like to go.
I think there's cooler, prettier things to see than going all the way up to a covered bridge. But we could go up to the covered bridge, and then that town's super cute.
I want to go swim in a watering hole.
Well, on the Cape, we can swim in the ponds.
We could go in the reservation in Summit.
I'll show you.
If we ever go to the Cape, summer's almost over.
Okay, officially we're going to the Cape at the end of August when we're all back to school.
Okay.
Well, I can't even remember what the name of the watering hole at home is.
You have a watering hole?
Yes.
Here we have Mystic Lake.
We need to find our way into Scabbett's.
I know, right? Well, we watering ask him hole. Later. Okay, you know what's so funny? It's like he was like, everyone can come to Manchester, and he was like, it's a beautiful estate, like I'm so excited. Then he was like, no one can come, I don't want to introduce you guys to my family.
I think they'd like us.
I don't know,
I think
they might like Lauren.
Why?
Because she's a beautiful Spanish woman.
Let's not get sidetracked on what our real agenda is.
Sorry, we're so fun loving we got mixed up. But we have a clap back to designate
the certain MC.
Not to be mistaken by us as MCs, yeah, but the initials like MC. M and C. I hope you're listening right now, because a little birdie told us that you thought we had weird music.
Yeah, and this was weeks ago. Like, it crossed our desks probably like months ago, yeah. But we're just getting around to it,
because
little haters mean nothing to us. But now we were just like, oh, wait, lol, remember that time? And then so we just thought we'd say something.
He told me he was listening, and he requested a song.
And right, our clapback
And we will play it after the clapping has been given back.
Are we going to, though? Like... It's kind of the scenario where one might consider a clapback not playing the requested song.
True, and it's also one of those things. If boys had a radio show and I texted with a request, would they play it? I don't know. Like, that's genuine.
They wouldn't play it.
And I'm like,
listen,
cool, and have good
my
taste.
Pretty friends. You guys listen to music by skinny emo boys who eat cigarettes.
Who is that?
MC.
Yeah, no, who do we listen to that eats cigarettes?
I'd like you to actually do your homework out there, listener.
You know what? The only thing he listens to is...
Find music
that is... Bug.
Yeah, find music that's not explicit and not by a boy who eats cigarettes.
I think Young Thug probably eats cigarettes.
Young Thug eats joints. I'll have
once. Are we allowed to talk about those on the air?
Definitely not.
She means J's and B's. But also, that stuff's legal. Learn more about MJ.org. That's our PSA.
MJ.
Wait, actually, there is a PSA dedicated to that.
Yeah, there is. And so that's it.
Please visit. My nails are
Wait,
dry.
I'm going to Google.
MJ.com.
Learn more about MJ.
MJ.org. Just because weed's legal doesn't mean you need to do it or drive on it.
Let's do this
that's
right.
That's what you're right.
Signs say.
Yeah, let's do this right.
Wags thumbs. High. Okay.
Don't drink high.
Sorry.
Don't
drink high. I'm distracted. My nails.
Our,
the color is turquoise and Caicos.
What else?
What? Okay, wait. This is a question for everyone here and our listeners.
Yeah.
What would the nail polish color of Medford be, and what would the name be? Like,
oh, Medford Fog. And it would be like a like a chinchilla.
I'm asking for something a little bit more creative.
Okay.
So we'll think about it. We'll think about it.
I think it would, okay, new one. It's called Medford Somerville Campus. And it's just like, white with sparkles, like, because it's like snowy, and also it combines like the silver and the white, which is the blurred lines between Medford and Somerville, because no one knows which is which. And like every time anyone's ever ordered food, they're like, are you Medford or Somerville?
Yeah. Every time I have to order anything to my house, which is often, I never know if it's Medford
Shout
or
out
Somerville.
Sneakers.
And I never know if it's 02155 or 02144.
So it's 44 in Somerville and 55 in Medford. And the way I remember is that it's the opposite of what I think it is.
That would never work for me.
Because I always think it's going to be 44 Medford, because I think Medford should be the lower one.
No, because it's ranking.
Because it just is worse to me.
I think 44 is good for Somerville, because 44 is better than 55.
I know, but 44 sounds homier, and Medford's homier to me than Somerville is.
Somerville's
the big city.
True.
I don't know. Are we going to play music?
We're going to do some
music. We'll save Lauren's next thought for the next time. Because
then
talk.
We won't know.
People
what
to are
talk
just
about.
Quaking in their seats waiting.
Oh, is Mr. Request Man? Pwn Day DJ?
No. Okay. Here's the new music. We don't need to.
Hasta la vista.
Good. away my color. You know that was my favorite one. Reminded me of summer, tangled up in covers, can't enjoy the morning sun. You came without a warning. I should have seen the caution signs. Disrupted all the peace and brought me to my knees. And now you never leave my mind. You got so good at scheming. Soured my tangerine dreaming. Keep on repeating. Roses are red, and I wish I could see them bloom. But all I see is orange hues, and all I do is think of you. Now you're stuck in my head, and I wish I could sing the blues. But all I hear are orange tunes, and all I do is think of you, think of you. Now you got this smile on your face, when you should be ashamed. You can't replace, no, you won't erase the colors that fade. Can't see, can't sleep in monochrome. Can't love, can't grow in copper tone. The blues and greens deserve a home. What about them? Roses are red, and I wish I could see them bloom. But all I see is orange hues, and all I do is think of you. Now you're stuck in my head, and I wish I could sing the blues. Tangerine dreaming. Keep on, we keep on repeating. Roses are red, and I wish I could see them bloom. But all I see is orange hues, and all I do is think of you. Now you're stuck in my head, and I wish I could sing the blues. But all I hear are orange tones, and all I do is think of you. So good at screaming. You soured my tangerine dreaming. You keep on repeating the same mistakes you ruined. Mangoes and Cheetos and goldfish and peaches and soda and cheeses. You ruined my tangerine dreaming.
Can I lock the door now? It's 'cause I've gone home and seen we will chill. Again, I'm falling for you. So you wrap your arms round mine, and I can't fight the feeling that builds up inside. It's just so hard to resist the taste of your kisses when I'm begging for more. And you just won't listen when I tell you I'm kissing someone else too. Start kissing my neck and caressing my scratches, telling me they're part of your favorite patches. And then I won't stay the night, but take a sword of my pride. You know it ain't right. It's just so hard to resist the taste of your kisses when I'm begging for more. Listen when I tell you I'm kissing someone else too. To my guilt, you said you've been loving me ever since we've met, and it's always been like that. And I can be cured of a root heart, got permission to be part of a psycho war. I know you don't wanna know, 'cause you never asked me parts to what the beating of my heart lasts to. It's just so hard to resist that taste of your kisses when I'm begging for more. And you just won't listen when I tell you I'm kissing someone else too.
Okay, yeah, so the other thing I thought of to talk about is kind of, again, ties back to a plug we often do, which is Armchair Expert. And so, I mean, she's a super interesting person, so I'm not really spilling much tea, but Aubrey Plaza in her, is it Audrey or Aubrey?
I think Aubrey.
Plaza. Aubrey.
I didn't realize that's who you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, so.
I love her.
Aubrey Plaza, and she had such an interesting love story that she shared, which was like, so there is this, and okay, I feel like this isn't such a huge spoiler because even though it's a super interesting part of the podcast, the whole thing was good, so it's okay. But so she, in high school, there was a foreign exchange student from Sweden, and he was like super attractive, but you didn't really know it that he was, because he's kind of like already not like kind of out of it with everyone because he was from Sweden and like whatever. And then she like went, asked him to prom, just kind of thinking like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if I just like asked the Swedish kid to prom, and then like kind of like had such a huge crush on him, and like he liked her probably because like she was like the only person who like talked to him, she said. But like anyways, then like they had like a whole summer of just like after that prom, then they both liked each other, then they had a whole summer where they like would drive places and like do everything together, and it was like super romantic and they really fell for each other. But then he went home, and then the next summer she visited him for a week, and it was so funny because like Swedish people are so different than us. They were just like, oh, and you'll be staying in his room, like, like it's so funny, they're so lax. And she's like, okay. And just the interesting thing was they never broke up. It was kind of just like a mutual understanding of like, life goes on, and like they're not anywhere near each other or seeing each other, so like duh, they're not together. But they didn't like break up. And then during Parks and Rec, she had just like a boyfriend and her had broken up, and it was 10 years thereafter, like wow, after that whole thing. And she was just like, what if my life is a movie and I end up with him? So she books a flight to Sweden and messages him, and she said people like only had just had Facebook or something sort of, and it was like he didn't have anything else, so she just shot him a Facebook chat. And he only, and also she, meanwhile, she's like, I'll be in your village for work. Like, it's like a random village in Sweden. She's like, I have work. And then he answered literally the day before her flight, mm-hmm, and was like, yes, perfect, like, we'll meet at this place. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't, like, catch up over messages or anything. But then, anyway, she, I don't know how she really knew this, but she said it ended up being, like, a really agonizing thing for him to decide what to do, and, like, he really, like, went through it and whatever. And then,
what do you mean deciding what to do?
And it, well, so then it ended up that she goes to this place to meet him. Did you ever listen to it, Kath?
No, I just I can understand.
So she goes to this place to meet him, and he brings his girlfriend, who's now his wife.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, why are you in Sweden? Like, already, like, right off the bat, like, she's cold, he's, like, distraught-ish, like, oh, it was God, just, like, whatever. But then she leaves kind of, like, mortified, and then met up with Amy Poehler's brother, who lives in Sweden, and told him the whole story, and he ended up making a TV show in which she played herself, a crazy ex-girlfriend who comes to Sweden, and it became the most highly rated show in Sweden.
Oh my God.
So wow, he totally like saw this show also. So yeah, it's just like full circle. Life imitates art, as Miniature Mouse said. Like, it's so funny. And so wild. But then I guess like the question I had is like, I so like loved it that she gave it a chance, that life is a movie.
Yeah.
But so like, I just was kind of inspired by it that she wasn't like, no, it's been 10 years, or like, I'll wait for him to message me back. Like, she was just like, I'm going, like, I'm going to show up in his village. Like,
she had the means to also, like,
That's true.
A little more outlandish if, like, she, like, had to save up, you know, for this, but she was, on Parks and Rec and, like,
you're right,
I guess had the time to. But also, yeah, I do admire that. What if life is a movie for me?
Yeah, so then, I guess, secondly, do you think life is a movie?
No.
No, me neither.
Thank God it's not. Oh my Lord. Movies are unrealistic.
That makes me think of the Reese Witherspoon speech as Madeline McKenzie.
I've been thinking about that speech today too. I didn't realize you watched on Sunday. Big Little Eyes, plug emoji, plug emoji.
Maybe this morning, actually.
Yeah. I was thinking of it too when Chloe today was like, the whole truth. I need the whole truth. Yeah.
So basically,
her life is not a movie.
Chloe. Ah, yeah. God, it's a TV.
Reality TV show.
As she said so herself, my life is not a TV show.
Like, I'm a real human being.
Yeah. And I feel for her, and I hope her and Mama, that's Baby Drew, are doing okay.
Yeah, we don't know why she keeps calling her baby Mama, but
it's so confusing.
Do you want to kick it off or whatever?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay. So thanks for listening, everyone. This has been Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
How are
you?
Good. We go to sleep to shake a pill. that's the way we get by, the way we get by. All that's the way we get by, the way we get by. We go out in stormy weather. We rarely
and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.